Begin to ask God that what He has prepared for you today, that definitely you will not miss out. You will not miss out on what He has prepared for you. Son of God, I believe in you. Oh, I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God. I believe in you. Supplication is going to come in a manner like never before. Please have your seats, no distractions. We are going to pray prayers today, even as God gave us grace to pray in the last meeting where we had this particular teaching, binding the strong man. I want us to see Judges chapter 3, 7 to 8. Judges 3, 7 to 8. He said, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served Baalim and the groves." Verse 8, "Therefore, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Shushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Shushan Rishathaim 8 years. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Binding the strong man, part 2. What I want us to understand, what I want us to know, wherever you are listening to this message, that the strong man many of us fight enters in as a result of open portals. portals that we open for the strong man. The strong man enters because of a portal, a gate that has been opened through many of us. It could be the portal of sin, the portal of disobedience, through the portal of ignorance, etc. Before the strong man begins to penetrate a life, something must have been opened to give access to it. The portion where we just read, it said the children of Israel did what? Evil in the sight of the Lord. And forgot the Lord their God and served Balaam. They served an idol. The children of Israel served an idol. So because of that, the anger of God was hot upon them. The anger of God was hot upon them. And this strong man came to afflict them. This king of Mesopotamia, the king of Babylon, had taken these people into captivity because of what? They did evil in the sight of God. Are we following? Binding the strong man part 2. This king of Mesopotamia became a strong man to the children of Israel. Became a strong man to the children of Israel. And it was them that opened these gates through the evil they did in the sight of God into idol worship. So I established the point again that the strong man enters in because of open portals. I said this portal could be as a result of sin, could be as a result of maybe disobedience. That God said this is how it should be done, and we did not follow the specific direction. Or it could be as a result of ignorance. Israel did evil in the sight of God, and the king of Mesopotamia handled them because God gave them over to their enemies. Binding the strong man, you check well in your life. Any strong man you have noticed came as a result of either sin, either disobedience, or either ignorance. The Bible said my people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is ignorance itself. So if I don't go through this section and make all these things explicit, we will not understand the full context of the message of our last meeting. Binding the strong man. Now, who became the strong man to Israel? The king of Mesopotamia. He said, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of this king. And they sat for 8 solid years in captivity. 8 solid years. This strong man came because of what? That was sin itself. Because they did evil. They started idol worship. That idol, God said, okay, this idol you're worshiping, let it save you. My hands are off. And the idol they served, Balaam, could not save them. That idol could not save them. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Oh, I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Oh, I believe in you. The Son of God, and I believe in you. God, strong man entered in through a gate that Israel opened for him. He did not just come on his own accord, but it was a portal they opened. So before this message will be ended, we will know the gates we have opened for the strong man. The next item I want us to know is that the strong man could enter in because God wants to prove you. He wants to try you. How do I mean? In the case of Daniel, in the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the strong man came because God wanted to try the obedience of these ones. Let this first point rest in our hearts. That strong man enters in because of either sin, disobedience, or ignorance. Ecclesiastes 10:8 said, he that breaketh the edge, what will happen? The serpent will bite. So, this serpent called Shushan Sheritem, the king of Mesopotamia, he acted as a serpent and he came to bite Israel. Because they broke the edge, they opened the gate. So the strong man came to bite, and he was biting them for solid 8 years, until something happened. That's one aside. I said again that the strong man could enter in because God wants to prove us. Can we see Daniel chapter 3 verse 7? Daniel chapter 3 verse 7. Strong man can enter because God wants to try us. Because God wants to try us. Daniel chapter 3, from verse 7, he was talking about the case of these three wise boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, or rather, I start from 6. He says, and whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbuts, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. When the trumpet was sounded, everybody fell down to worship Nebuchadnezzar's idol. I said the strong man can enter in because God wants to try to prove our obedience, to prove us. That was a strong man of idolatry. They wanted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow to it. But these three young boys, they refused. So that strong man of idolatry was to sentence them to death by fire. Many of us, we have had strong men that has come to battle us because we did not bow to Satan. Because you did not bow to idol worship, a strong man can rise up to battle your destiny. This was a strong man of idolatry. In Babylon. Look at from verse 8. Can we read it? Say, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. And they spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast set a decree that every man that hear the sound of the cornet, flutes, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and the psalmer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth, and he shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province. These three boys, they were set over the affairs of Babylon. They were top ministers in that nation. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded you. They serve not your God, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. They came to report them. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they brought these men before the king. We are reading Daniel 3. I just read verse 13. Look at 14. He said, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? He's now advising them, saying, now if you'll be ready, at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? That was what Nebuchadnezzar said. This man had to battle a strong man of idol worship. They had to battle it. So the nation was against them. The system was against them. The system was against them because they refused to worship the idol of Nebuchadnezzar. Look at 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We do not sin. We do not care. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hand, out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your God, nor worship the golden image which you have made up, which you have set up. They were determined. They were focused. They were resolute in their conviction. There are many people that are battling heavy spirits of idolatry because they refuse to worship the gods in their father's land, in their mother's land. And those idols, the spirit behind those idols said, we will fight this one to the death. That becomes a strong man. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, O king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. The God we serve will deliver us. But peradventure it does not deliver us, no problem. We will still be not serve you, your idol. A strong man can enter in because God wants to prove you. God allowed this case so that he will prove this man. So that this man will be proved. Their faith was to be tried in a fire. In a hot fire. They believed in the Lord. And the Lord was there to settle them, was there to rescue them. The strong man of idolatry wants you to bow to it. And because you don't serve it, it begins to fight anything you put your hand, fight your marriage, fight your finances, fight your health, fight your children, fight your family, simply because you did not put your hand to serve it. Look at what they did to these boys. Can we read from verse 19? Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, anger, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the same people he loved before. But because they refused to serve his idols, he turned against them. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should hit the furnace once 7 times more than it was to be heated. They made the fire 7 times hotter. I have heard of many people that came out of idolatrous backgrounds. Their fathers were chief priests. Their ancestors served idols and all of that. And because they refused to carry that mantle, those powers began to fight them. Those powers began to fight them. Those things becomes the strong man in their life. Are we following? The issue of the strong man is very, very real. I shared a story here when we first began here of one little girl I met. I was walking along PW one day. That was 2 years ago. I saw this little girl and her auntie. They were fighting. The girl is about 14 years old. She was fighting with her auntie. Her auntie is about, if not up to 40 years. The way the girl was talking to the woman, I was shocked. People gathered. I was just walking along PW. So I went to see what was happening. The woman said the girl will follow her to the police station. The girl said she's not going anywhere. Nobody could handle the girl. I now went as people gathered. I was not trying to talk to the girl. The girl said, let me relax, that she would deal with this woman. I looked at her, a girl of 14 years old. Said she would. She knows how to handle her. She wants to try her back. I said, this one is a serious case because this girl is coming from another level of authority. I had to hold the girl, drag her to one corner. Say, is she not your auntie? Say, no. That she has taken too much from her. That she's going to deal with her. She does not know her. So I now went to the woman. I said she should forget the police station. That let's talk over this. So I told the woman, let's go to her place. We're not going. I was walking with you. I heard the little girl. We're talking. There are some things the little girl was saying. I began to beg her. The little girl did not hear what I was saying. That was ending of 2016 on the road. So we went to one corner. I said to the girl, what is giving you audacity to say you will deal with this woman? She said, I should relax. That I don't know her. That she will deal with this woman. The lady now said I should leave the girl. I said, okay, the lady should excuse me. She now excused me with one other lady. I said to the little girl, I said, I know the realm from where you are talking. Then I said, let me threaten the guy. I said, this night, I will come to that kingdom. I will kill your queen. I will kill all the members and I will kill you too, all of you in that kingdom. This night, don't worry, I will come. Sincerely speaking, the girl knelt down. She began to cry. She said, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. That was when I knew that of the truth, the girl was talking from another level of authority. So I now called the woman to come. I said, okay, I apologize to her. She now said, auntie, I'm sorry. I've shared the story with you before, right? She was now pleading with her auntie. Auntie now said she has already threatened to kill all her children. All her children. So that was why she did not want the little girl to sleep in the house that day. She wanted to take the girl to the police station. Immediately I told the girl that I was coming to their kingdom this night to kill both their queen in that marine kingdom and all of that. The girl became afraid. She was apologizing to the woman and crying. And I said, okay, let's go to my place. That I need to conduct deliverance on this girl. So the auntie now carried the girl. They came to my place. That time I was living at Liberty Junction. So we were now talking. So I know that this girl did not just collect the mantle along the road. It was something she was born with. The woman now opened up to me that this girl I'm seeing here, the father killed the mother. That the father stabbed the mother like 28 times. Stabbed the mother with knife. That the father of the father serves in a shrine. And the father refused to serve that shrine. The father traveled to America. The idol drew the father back to Nigeria. And the father was now acting and he had killed the wife. They had to lock the man in the police station. They said now that thing is now coming on the girl itself. It comes on the girl. That the girl is very dangerous. That if she's angry here, she can destroy everything. What am I trying to say? That girl on her own, that idol becomes a strong man. That idol worship the parents entered becomes a what? Strong man. The thing she may have to battle in life is not the kind of thing you will battle. The anger of that girl in my life, I've not seen it before. If you see the way she talks, you'll be afraid. It is because of an idol the fathers have set up. That is the thing that is moving her. I'm not talking about what did not happen. It's something that happened. The idol Nebuchadnezzar set up, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to worship it. It was the same idol, the spirit of the idol, that will move them to make those laws and kill whosoever does not worship it. There are many people today that were stopped in life because the idols their fathers served, they refused to serve it. Those things began to fight them. And because they did not walk in a manifest power of God, that thing stopped them. That thing is what they call a strong man. The Bible that you read called it a strong man because it is strong. The Bible did not hide the fact that the thing is strong. He said, but when he's stronger than he, there is a stronger than he. He said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. The one that is in the world has a picture of greatness, but the one in you is greater. Are we understanding? So the strong man could enter in because of idolatry, set up in a lineage, in all of that. These boys refused to worship that idol. Look at from verse 21. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They put them inside the fire because they refused to serve the idols. There are many people in fires of destiny today, not literal fire, but psychological fire, spiritual fire, emotional fire, because they refuse to bow to Satan. They put them inside the fire. It was not a joke. Then these men were bound in their coats. Look at it, from 22 down. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire was heated 7 times. And imagine that the fire burnt the people that even went to put them in, consumed them. Then how much more they that entered the fire? Look at 23 down. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in a haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king, it is true. Nebuchadnezzar said, lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. It's like Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus stood in the midst of the fire for them because they were standing for him. Nebuchadnezzar saw literally the Son of God standing with this man inside the fire. That's to show us that in any fire we go through in life, because of the fact that we refuse to bow to a system, a Babylonian system, the fourth man in the fire will always be there to preserve us. He was there to preserve these 3 men. Likewise in this generation, if you are passing through something because of the fact that you did not compromise, know that that fire you are passing through, the fourth man is in that fire. But it is only for the eyes of your understanding to be open and see that the fourth man is with you. There was a strong man that came to devour Daniel. because Daniel refused to pray to Nebuchadnezzar. He said nobody should pray to their God again for this specific period. In Daniel 6:7, look at Daniel 6:7. In Daniel 6:7, he said, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. That was to say, nobody should pray to any god except Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was like a god. That any man that wants to pray must pray to Nebuchadnezzar for those certain days. Some of us may be seeing these stories as a child's play. And it will become real when the D-Day comes. When the D-Day comes. The early disciples, they have faced the D-Day. They faced the D-Day in the times of Emperor Nero of Rome. That they were bringing Christians to the stadia. They will bring lions, wild beasts, tigers, and they will bring the oath of Rome. They will say, denounce your Jesus, or else these lions will devour you. They will put the lions in chains and all of that, the wild beasts. Many, many were standing for Jesus those early times because they handled the genuine gospel. Their faith was not in materialism. Their faith was in Jesus, the Son of God. It was in eternal life. They wanted to apprehend eternal life. So because of the hinge and the lever where their faith was upon, they could stand. You will see countless of them, they will refuse to denounce. They will hold Jesus. And they will release the wild beast. The wild beast will be devouring them, eating them up. Mothers, children, fathers, boys and girls. It happened in the early times. Those ones, the first hot persecutions. God allowed it. It was a test of their faith to prove them. It was a test of their faith to prove them. The strong man is real. Persecution was the strong man of the early church. The early church was persecuted. But God allowed many of them to die as martyrs because a seed had to be sowed for the gospel. Even though Jesus himself is the great seed. Many of them suffered for what we are enjoying today. But the truth is that many of us, our faith is not really faith. Those ones, they could hold Jesus to the death. But in this generation, the slightest persecution, you just drop the Bible aside and you follow the system. That's what we have now. And it's the same heaven we are going that those people are. It's the same heaven. The kind of faith they had was purified, tried in the fire. It came out pure. I established the point again that a strong man can come in the form of idolatry. And because we refuse to bow to the system, it begins to fight us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they prevailed. Daniel prevailed. It is the same God we are calling upon. And as long as you are here serving the Lord, there is a system that a strong man will use to want to hold you bound because you are not bowing to it. Ask questions. Men that have not bowed to idols, men that have not bowed to Babylonian systems in their generation, they had strong men to fight. Paul himself, he said, he's going to fight the beast of Ephesus. He called it the beast of Ephesus. Paul fought with it. This was spiritual, not physical. It was a Babylonian system that he had to counter. Because their faith was faith indeed. Look at this man they call Donald Trump in America. He's one of the people that God has used to stop major strong men in our generation. God used him to stop the strong man of idolatry in America. The strong man of idolatry, Babylon worship, putting up laws that are forbidden by heaven, laws of approved all of homosexualism, abortions, this and that. Donald Trump is one man that God is using to fight the system. That is why they are fighting. When there is a strong man in a system, when there is a strong man in a family, when there is a strong man in a nation, God does not come down from heaven. What does he do? He raises a man. He raises a man. Can we go to our first scripture, Judges chapter 3? From verse 9. Look at it. Judges 3, 9. He said, after this king of Mesopotamia had abused Israel for 8 years. Verse 9 said, and when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them. What did God do? He raised up a deliverer. When there is a strong man, God will raise up a deliverer that will be a stronger than he. That is the concept of heaven. Pay attention. Shushatem was the strong man afflicting Israel, and God raised up Othniel as a stronger than he to liberate Israel. Have you imagined that Israel was bound in Egypt for many years, captivity under Pharaoh? Pharaoh was a strong man. They were bound in slavery. And what did God do? God did not send an angel from heaven. The Bible said the children of Israel cried unto God by reason of their bondage in Exodus chapter 2. They cried unto God. This one, Israel here again, cried unto God. That is the formula. In that first place, they cried unto God by reason of their bondage. He said, and God sent Moses, a deliverer. When there is a strong man, God will raise a man. Israel cried to God by reason of their bondage when Goliath was afflicting Israel. And God raised the deliverer, David. There must be a stronger than he to confront the strong man. Don't forget on Sunday, last Sunday, where we were teaching on this, we saw very clearly that the strong man is armed. Goliath is armed. Pharaoh is armed. Shushatem is armed. But the stronger than he will come and disarm him. So the concept of a strong man in generations, families, and all of that, God raises a man. He does not need plenty of people. For Israel, he did not need crowd, just Moses. For Goliath, he did not need crowd, just David. For Shushan Rishathaim of Mesopotamia, he did not need crowd, just Othniel. Look at this. Verse 9. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel. Who did what? Who delivered them. You will deliver your generation. Who delivered them? Even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The son of Kenneth, Caleb's younger brother. Look at this. Caleb and Joshua, they were the two people that prevailed and that were delivered from not being killed in the wilderness. Because others did not believe God and they wasted in the wilderness. These ones, they said, we are well and able to overcome, and God preserved them because they had faith. Caleb and Joshua, these two men. Joshua himself was taking the lead. He took the mantle from Moses. Joshua said, I and my family, we shall do what? Serve the living God. Who made that statement? Joshua, isn't it? Joshua made this statement that they will serve the living God. I began to ask myself, where were the children of Joshua when Othniel was raised? This was the time that those Joshua's children that were to serve the living God were to come and challenge this hidden king. but none of them was found. Joshua can be a picture of a great, notable man of God all over the world. And said, as he said, his children will serve God. But a generation came when the man of God died, that even his children had no voice again. Look at this. Othniel was the son of Caleb's younger brother. He was not even the son of Caleb. Are we following? He was not even the direct son of Caleb. He was Caleb's nephew. So it was a man that just came from nowhere. For God to use a man to stop a strong man, you don't need a biography. You don't need much credit. He can pick from anywhere to use to stop a strong man. Othniel was judging Israel under the face of the children of Joshua. The children that saw their father leading a nation. But after their father passed, they became irrelevant. Another boy from a corner came. Because what? He gave himself to God. He gave himself to the Spirit's direction. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he judged Israel and went out to war. And the Lord delivered Shushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Shushan Rishathaim. And the land had rest 40 years. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. The land had rest 40 years because of the one man. When there is a strong man, know that God is looking for a man. If there is something going wrong in a system, God is looking for a man to use to correct the system. That is how God operates. And he may not need your biography. You don't need to be born in a rich home. You don't need to be known. You don't need to be recognized. He said, we have this glory in earthen vessels. God can pick a man from anywhere. The man has no degree, no certificates, nothing. That is what God is going to use you to do in the name of Jesus. What I want us to know very clearly is that there are strong men, like I said last time, in nations, in state, communities, continents. But God is looking for deliverance. That is why we are praying that God should raise a type of Othniel in Nigeria, a deliverer to deliver this nation. That God should raise a deliverer in each of our nations. In South Africa, in Botswana, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Cameroon, Ghana, all over the nations, that God will raise a man that will come to fight the strong man holding the system bound. The Nigerian political system, I tell you the truth, if you are not a stronger than he, when you enter there, whether you are a pastor, a bishop, or pope, you will bow. Because the powers that be there, they are terrible. So you have to be a stronger than he. If not, no matter the anointing you carry and go there, you will just bow. And that's what has been happening. Today we have a pastor as the vice president and things are even worse. It's just like we don't want to have anybody representing the church. There is a strong man holding this nation bound. A strong man. So, Judges chapter 3 verse 9 is pointing to restoration. That this man has afflicted the people of God for many years. But God did not leave his people like that. If there is a strong man you're noticing in your family, in your life, in your destiny, in your nation, it's not that God has left you. But when the cry reaches to heaven, God raises a man to judge the strong man. God will not come to fight the strong man. He said, they have given you the power to tread upon snakes, scorpions, and upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means what hurt you. Nothing. Nothing. The Lord will make us stronger than he. It's only a stronger than he that can bring down the strong man. Only a stronger than he. Only a stronger than he. Our sister that gave birth recently, I really thank God for her. because I was having unrest in my spirit. I was having an unrest in my spirit. A word of prophecy came here too, that we should pray for her. The person said he saw her lying down lifeless. Are we following? A strong man of death had come. But only those with the eyes of the Spirit may have understood. That same day, that was last Sunday where we finished, when we were ministering on this message. After the service, we brought her here. We went round that, you remember, right? Went round that, and the prayer we were praying was just to cut. We were cutting anything tiny, right? Cutting anything tiny. And in the hospital, the report they gave that the husband told us and she was that the umbilical cord was too much. Tied the baby everywhere. That scissors, the first one they brought, could not cut it. And that's what has made many women die during childbirth, because they can't even push like that. The umbilical cord had tied the baby. It was the same, all of us, we went around her. How many were we? Five of us. We were five. We went around her. We were just cutting anything tying her. That was a strong man of death. If we didn't take action, probably another story may have come up. And now that the person gave birth, some persons may just think that okay, it's a normal distance, but there was a battle. She told me of a revelation she had, that she saw a strong man now holding her bound, and after the strong the voice came and said, now you are free. And she gave birth, and now the baby is sound, the mother is sound. That was the picture of a strong man of death. Imagine umbilical cord that scissors cannot cut, tying the baby everywhere. That's what has wasted many women. I have a classmate while I was in the university before I gave my life to Christ. This girl used to disturb me every day to give my life to Christ. This particular girl, Sister Jovita, she died middle of this year while giving birth. That same umbilical cord tied the baby. She could not push further. She died. It has wasted lives. This one is that the girl is a genuine believer, but there was a strong man that was not fought. The girl died. When I saw it, I could not die. I was just crying. Somebody that is serving God. She got married just that was last year. This was her first pregnancy. She died. So the strong man does not respect the fact whether a person is born again, whether you are a Christian. What he respects is confrontation. If he's not confronted, nothing. If he's not confronted. The Bible said the strong man is armed, and when a stronger than he comes, he will disarm him and take the boots and restore the life. Let's rise up on our feet. Let's sing this song.
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Oh, I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Oh, I believe in you. The Son of God, I believe in you. I believe.
Somebody open your mouth and say, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you can do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think of you. Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Shakatala bradaka satalarabas. Lebrekete kantolenemosia. It is only in his name that we can confront the strong man of destiny. It is only in his name that we can confront the strong man of life. Say, Jesus, I believe in you. 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 Mashanta kandelena mosia. Lembrakata mboboronto mosata. Lekando mene masento melanta kasa. Shegete kelegerete kebasota la dias. Elebre koto mandelena mosi. Anga baranta. Lekando mente komba la basanta. Lito maranta mboshikante le moria makasanta. Le brekete geshete le debosha. Le brekuta katuga tuga tuga basata. Tuka bata katuka yapada. Repata kando boroto boloroshi. Le boko boshente mende kula masanta kayanda kasanta lados. Shege dege la badabados. Le brakatuka baratias. Ele brekanto melendi kasanda. Le katambo boroto sata yada. Intakata kayada galada gadash. In Jesus' name. You are going to confront the strong man that has ever dared to defy your destiny. That has ever dared to defy the grace of God upon your life. You are going to confront that strong man in the name of Jesus. You are going to say, you strong man, in the name of Jesus, I come against you. You lose me, and today I am free. Begin to prophetically decree over your life. Prophetically decree over your life. Shake bota masan telemo. Lebreke dondo ropo kosen telemo. Likata bayatu. Likata bayatu. Lebreke teka tomalante kambo. Shake teka tombo baranda. Shake teka leke teka bagado. We confront any strong man that has ever dared to defy the grace of God upon our life. Any strong man attempting to defy the grace of God over our life. Strong man attempting to defy the callings of God over our life. We come against in the name above every name. We come against the strong man attempting to defy the grace of God over our lives. We come against the strong man in the name above every name.
We
come against any strong man limiting the grace of God.
We render your power useless.
Any strong man limiting the grace of God in our life. We come against the strong man.
We disarm the strong man.
By the power in the blood of Jesus.
We raise your power useless. We render your power useless. By the power
in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We're going to pray this last prayer point with understanding. Look at Judges chapter 3, verse 10. He said, "And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, and he judged Israel and went out to war." The Spirit of the Lord is the ammunition we need to bring down the strong man. The Spirit of God came upon Othniel. That is why we need the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody begin to ask and say, "Let the Spirit of the Lord descend upon me and empower me to bring down the strong man, molesting my destiny." Spirit of the living God, descend on me. Descend on me. Plato Somborotos. Leke Teku Shakalabarabas. Rapoko Shakalaburokotos.
Spirit of the living God, descend on me. Descend on me.
Descend upon me, O Spirit of God. Descend upon me. Descend upon me. Descend upon me.
Descend upon me.
Descend upon us. Somebody cry and say, "Spirit of God, descend upon me.
The Spirit of the living God, descend upon us.
To judge every system that is not of God. Every mouth is of this
sort.
In my home, in my family, in my nation, I judge you by the Spirit of God.
Yeah, can take a loss. Spirit of the living God, descend on us, descend on us. Fight against those who fight against us.
Jesus, by your name, you establish authority.
Through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032469360 or +234 8080620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.